Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Yeah, that's right. The Intercept Bedroom Studios. You know why? Because it's like the day after tomorrow out there.
Snowmageddon.
We don't want... Oh, God. I hate Snowmageddon.
I know.
Don't
I'm just
you?
Saying.
We say it ironically. I know, but the media is having an absolute field day with this. It has snowed in the Pacific Northwest for the first time in forever that it was ever significant in any way. So now everybody is freaking out at the sky dandruff coming out of the clouds, you know, and they're abandoning their cars on the side of the road spontaneously again, although now they actually kind of have a reason because we've got about 6 inches out there, wouldn't you say? It's pretty significant.
Yeah, something like that.
We're still hovering right below freezing, so there's no way we could go to the actual KOUG studios today. Mm-hmm. We decided to be safe and do it indoors. And because we decided to stay home, we have a guest who would not normally be here otherwise.
Yeah.
Hello, Therese.
Hello.
We are including you in this show. How do you feel?
I feel very accepted.
Good. That's what we're aiming for here. Yeah. We wanna make sure, because I've been thinking about this for the actual show, because, well, this is the actual show.
Yeah.
But what I mean is, we want a point where we can just get a third person in really easily. So we want to make sure that we can make somebody who's never really been on the show before comfortable immediately. And are we accomplishing that?
Sure.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then that means we're failing. We're trying our best. We're sorry.
We need some female perspective.
Yeah, yeah,
we've been saying that for a while. We need a third person that's not us.
I would get Lindsay on here, but she's got work to do, and I can respect that. Yo. So what's up?
Not much.
Why are you looking at your phones? Guys, this is a time for human conversation.
Yes.
Where we speak to each other and let it all out. Also, I have a bleep button now that we're in this studio, so if you feel the need to say bad words, I will take care of it. But it doesn't.
I just want to let out a big line of expletives just to hear what I sound like.
beep, beep, beep. Go for it.
That's okay. It has to just flow.
Well, yeah, you could do that. Just any word that comes to mind. And there might even be some words in there that I don't have to bleep, technically.
I mean, I'm not very angry right now, so.
Oh, good.
Why would you be angry?
We wouldn't.
I don't know.
Because there was an entire army shooting at her with tanks. Because
she didn't get to go to school.
Yeah.
That was a Hulk reference.
See,
oh. Okay.
What?
You'd be angry because people are shooting at you because you're the Hulk.
Yeah,
and then
that makes
you
sense.
Would be hulking out. You know, that would be bad. You know what? I'd love to have the Hulk as a guest on this show, but unfortunately,
Hulk or
that
Bruce Banner.
Yeah. If we could try and get Hulk on here, that would be kind of amazing. We would just have a bit of a communication problem, is all. Speaking of communication problem, I don't think I told you this story yet, but at work a few days ago, I got to speak Spanish over the intercom.
Nice.
And it was pretty great. There was a family of five in the store. This isn't anything against the ways that people operate, but they were... Let's just say, you know,
they're
not
being little shitheads.
Well, they were not.
There we go.
There's one. It's not really that. It's more like they're not from around here.
They're from Mexico.
You know, like I can probably express that by way of song. That's what I mean. But it was a family of five, and their three children were correct being absolute turds. They were just running around, ripping things off of the shelves, screaming at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, that tends to happen. Susie had that happening with somebody in the card section. They were just taking the cards, opening them up, just throwing them on the ground.
The cards?
Yeah.
Like the greeting cards?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's horrible. But yeah, it was pretty much the equivalent of that, except it was being done with candy instead, because that's what the kids really want.
Oh, yeah.
Kids love that candy. And then you get old and you realize, oh, it's kind of not good for you.
It's not even that good.
I know.
You move to other tastes.
Ooh, what is the best candy bar, in your opinion? I know my opinion.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay, Drew?
I'd probably go with Heath.
Heath?
I like Heath.
I don't think I've had that before. What is? I knew a person named Heath once.
It has toffee in it.
It's like a
Heath Ledger?
Nope. I didn't know him personally. It's
basically toffee covered in chocolate. It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty dank.
I think the best candy bar, not my favorite candy bar, but the best candy bar, is the Payday.
I've never been a huge fan of Payday.
It's got a whole bunch of peanuts on it. Peanuts are good for you. And you know, a really nice amount of caramel. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
But anyway, all these kids are running around being a bunch of turds in the store, and Teresa finally gets fed up with it, and over the intercom says, "Will the parents of the children running around please put them in their cart?" Only problem with that is
they don't understand what you just said.
Either they don't speak English, or they don't, or they're pretending to not speak English.
Yeah, you know, I've had people do that.
So. She calls me on the phone and asks me, "Do you speak Spanish?" I say, "No, but if you let me type it into Google, I can pronounce it perfectly." Because that's maybe the only thing I've actually retained from my high school Spanish classes is the pronunciation of the Spanish words. So I type it into Google, and, oh, you know what? Actually, I do need my phone. Gimme. I had Therese hold on to my phone so I wouldn't be distracted like you.
I
was looking
selfies.
For something in particular.
Oh, yeah, I'm but it's not going to happen again, right?
Because I don't have a picture of myself with headphones.
Yeah.
On.
It's an essential picture to have. I have several of those of me. Let's see. So this has changed a little bit from when I last actually said it over the intercom, but I said something to the equivalent of, "Los padres de los tres niños que se están ejuatan." Damn it. I did this just fine at work. Okay, let me start again. Los padres de los tres niños que se están jugando en todo favor colocaros en su carro. Which pretty much means, will the parents of the three children that are running around please place them in their cart? And it kind of worked because they put one of the kids in
their
cart.
What is going on here?
Oh my god.
They're like, oh, they've broken the barrier. Retreat, retreat.
Yeah, now we gotta leave the store.
To leave the country.
Yeah.
I don't know. I imagine they're gonna be back because, you know, it's a nice close store to go to, and then maybe the kids will be better behaved next time.
Yeah, maybe.
It's appropriate for Instagram.
It's a picture of Jack Nicholson saying, "The less you give a fuck, the happier you'll be."
I think it's very fitting. I think it's very true.
I think that's something Jack Nicholson would say. So,
yeah, I love Jack Nicholson.
Is he
the
coolest or what?
He's on my top 10 actors.
Yeah.
Top 10 just overall or for a specific quality?
Well, actors are
overall,
male, but...
I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what you meant. So anyways, I'll just say what you usually say. What happened to you guys this week?
To work.
Yeah.
Got wind-chapped cheeks.
Yeah.
Everybody went to work. I feared for my life when I was driving on the snow yesterday.
Same here. It took me 3 hours to get home from
to get home.
WSU.
It took me 3 hours to actually get to WSU. So we went kind of the wrong ways. When were you coming back that the freeway got shut down for you?
About 2.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Boy. No, I stopped at 10:30 and no movement at all for 3 hours trying to go south.
No, I heard
Did
south
you have
is
to
horrible.
Pee?
No, I didn't, but...
Get a bottle.
I had a can, an empty can of Arizona green tea that I probably could have used. and I also had an entire plate of cookies with me in case I needed to eat those to survive.
Essential survival equipment.
Did not, no. That's not exactly an essential. If anything, that would just ruin my chances of survival,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, you eat everything in sight, and then you wouldn't ration your supplies.
You'd wake up, and the whole freeway would be moving.
Oh, I wasn't thinking the supplies thing. I was I would fall asleep and either become encased in ice, and then I'd wake up and I'd be going, "What year
hey,
is it?
It'd be better than meth." Like, I watched this one
doing
documentary.
Meth in the snow.
Yeah, these kids, they did meth at a party, and they were driving to another party in the snow, and then they got stuck, and they decided it'd be a good idea to get out of the car.
Oh,
and you're wrong because they thought there was, like, an army chasing them or something.
Yeah, and it was only, like, their first time doing meth, so...
Oh, so it was a bunch of newbies.
Yeah.
Hooray.
The moral of the story is, kids, don't do meth.
Yeah.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Scratch, 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 scratch. God, that would be so demented, wouldn't it?
And they were like, the Indians are after us.
Yeah.
I think that's
my idea of a good time.
If I ran a fun house. I'm just thinking about this. If I rent, not technically a fun house, but maybe a haunted house, you know, like a Scream at the Beach type of thing.
Like Macaulay Culkin, like in Party Monster.
Oh, no. Totally different thing.
Oh, my God. I am turning into a nerd.
That's okay. Right. Just accept it. It's going to happen when you're on here long enough.
Yeah.
Well,
we accept it or you're turn into a nerd?
Yes.
Both.
Okay. If I were to open a haunted house like Scream at the Beach, I would kind of want to give it a Nightmare Before Christmas sort of theme, but not the outright Nightmare Before Christmas theme, right. You know, because then the whole thing would just be a Tim Burton clone, and then he would come over and sue you, and then you'd never have the place open again.
True.
I would want all the people playing monsters in this funhouse to be bastardizations of mascots from other holidays.
That, yeah, and then you get Disney suing you.
No, no.
You get like a zombie Mickey Mouse in one of them.
No, holidays,
zombie
not.
Oh, I thought you said like fatty. Mascots as in
no.
Like.
Yeah. No. It,
oh, okay, okay.
Mascot, so like, the mascot of the holiday.
Okay,
you know?
So like Santa.
Maybe figurehead is the better word.
Santa and the Easter Bunny, that kind of thing.
Yep, you'd see zombie Santa, you'd see methed out Easter Bunny, you'd see a leprechaun with
you would
an
ruin
arm and a
so
leg
many
missing.
Children's childhoods.
That's the point, isn't it? To get them to grow up quickly and realize that they can't hang on to those things for that long. Grow up, kids! Come to my fun house! And that's why we wouldn't call it a fun house, because... Yeah. Child ruining. But yeah, that's what I would do if I had a haunted house.
Anyways.
Just not just zombies, you know.
Okay, yeah. So my friend on Facebook posts, here's a pic by Pablo Picasso. The idea is to have an art on Facebook, not just selfies and nonsense. Like my status and I'll give you an artist.
So
what do you all think
they're
of
putting,
that?
They're putting up pictures of...
A picture.
Of Picasso.
Of Picasso's? Yeah, okay.
Just like different artists.
But
I like the idea, but like...
Here's my thing. I like the idea of putting actual art up on your Facebook page. Whatever. It's better than seeing really badly captioned image macros all the time.
Yeah.
But like this if you agree, fuck you.
Those are annoying.
Okay?
Mine are like, here's a cat doing something dumb. Here's my face.
Here's the ultimate pet peeve with posts like that.
Here's another angle of my face.
Like my face, okay? Do you like my face? Like my face.
Like my face.
You don't like my face? Unfriend.
You don't like my face, I'm gonna... delete you
for
my friends as if that's that big of a threat. If I have somebody talking to me like that anyway, I'd probably delete them first, which is another thing I don't like about probably why I'm going to leave Facebook within the next year or so. People sharing posts depicting animal abuse with that whole like if you
disagree.
If you want this to stop.
Of course.
Yeah. It's those ASPCA commercials just in a picture form.
You're showing me a dog with its ribs sticking out of its own body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to like that. And I especially don't like you making me look at that on a site that I just open every day and I don't expect things like that.
My favorite is the picture of Jesus and there's like a picture of the media's depiction of Satan, and it's like if you love Jesus, ignore if you love Satan.
It's
so apparently I'm a Satanist.
Satan is just my best bud.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he comes over on Sundays when everybody else is at church, and we watch RoboCop,
kiss
we watch Terminator.
Face.
That's no, he's not really into that. Neither am I. But yeah, we just pig out on action movies all day. It's great. Satan is my best friend.
And you're like, hey, Satan, who's on your naughty list?
I'm never going to be president. Oh, my God. All this crap that I say.
Yeah.
All they have to do is just find the name that my name used to be before I changed it when I was running for president.
And your birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great if people came after me?
Well, you can get elected office without finding your birth certificate.
Yeah, I mean... Look at Obama.
Yeah, but they wouldn't look for my birth certificate because I'm white.
That's true.
That's how that
That's
works.
True.
People are searching for Obama's birth certificate because they're scared of black people
and
they want
That's
him to be
racist.
Gone.
And because
it
he
is.
Said he's from Hawaii, so like, no.
Hawaii was...
So if you're from Hawaii, apparently you're not an American citizen.
Oh, apparently not. Which I don't get. Hawaii is the ultimate American place.
Yeah.
Sure, we may have stolen that land from a bunch of Hawaiian natives, but come on.
We let them stay at least, unlike, you know, most of the other Native Americans.
All the food is spam and pineapple. What more could you want? That's America.
The American dream.
Not a fan of spam?
Yeah,
Therese?
No.
I've had it.
Did you put it in a sandwich, or what form did it take?
Probably just spooned
Spam's
it right
not
out of...
tasty.
Mm. Well, if you cook it right, it can be. There's you have to pan sear it just right, and it tastes exactly like bacon. I've experienced this.
Gross.
I experienced it, and when I experienced that spam, I moved to a higher plane of what bacon can be. It was pretty great. Mm. And then soon after that, I had my first bacon maple voodoo donut bar.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah. Which they shouldn't be. With the way that they're made up.
That's such a Portland thing. Like, yeah. I think maple bars by themselves are Northwestern.
Yeah, because maple.
Yeah, they don't really make them anywhere else.
No.
That's what I've heard.
In the northwest corner of the United States is really the only place that calls potato wedges JoJo's. That's a localized thing.
That's weird. Like, I've never heard JoJo.
Yeah, where did that even come from?
I don't know. I think it might have been it might have been like a minor thing, you know?
Maybe.
Like somebody's mining for coal, and they just don't want to use full words because most of their teeth are missing, so they just decide to shorten everything. And one of the things that actually stuck around.
JoJo.
Or maybe there was some.
Give me some JoJo.
Or maybe there was some sort of little.
Comes in a brass.
Only if it comes in. We were watching, what was this? Michael C. Hall?
Yeah, Michael C. Hall doing a Buffalo Bill impersonation.
It's pretty great. Look that up. What would you like to order?
Do you have anything that comes in a basket?
It's and pretty awesome. His skin suit's like open the whole time.
Yeah.
And then we discovered I could do a Jodie Foster thing, which is
better than me, which is kind of weird.
Well, sir, I got my master's degree from. Oh God, this. This is a really difficult impression to do.
Why is it so difficult, Clarice? Tell me why.
Well, sir, it's because when everyone else starts laughing, I kind of start laughing. It's a vicious cycle.
Oh, because then it's supposed to go out my nose. But
you're plugging your nose.
Yeah, but I'm plugging my nose, so I do that.
Yeah.
He does this weird thing with his mouth.
Yeah, he's like talking out of the corner of his mouth.
Well, that's how you do the southern accent.
I'm gonna watch that tonight.
What, Silence of the Lambs or?
Silence of the Lambs, probably RoboCop again, which I would like to say I think is my new favorite movie now.
Yeah.
Bulletproof? Huh?
It beat Bulletproof?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, Bulletproof was just me saying that ironically. It was never really my favorite movie. But I just like that one catchphrase, which is Danny Trejo going, "The fuck is this?" And then Gary Busey going, "Your worst nightmare, Bjorn McBain! Yeah!"
It kind of sounds like Jodie Foster.
Gary Busey does?
No. Yeah. It's the male version of Jodie Foster.
Oh, that's a horrible transformation. That really is.
Yeah.
Some evolutionary path took a really wrong turn. It should have just been killed off right there. Yeah. Eugenics
just
should
like
have been
the
applied.
Gays. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Well, we are talking about Jodie Foster.
Now you can never become president. None of us are becoming
president of Russia. I mean, Putin. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which, has anybody watched the Sochi things yet?
No, I was actually transitioning into that. Apparently, the Sochi Olympics just started, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Russia still thinks they have another month to finish construction.
Really? They're in the middle of it right now?
Yeah. Most of the press hotels have like one or two rooms done per floor. Half of them don't have a lobby. They are having like stray dog extermination teams running through Sochi.
That's very specific.
Where the Olympics?
Yeah, the Olympics are.
Sorry,
yeah, basically, yeah. You can look up. There's all sorts of these press people.
I heard about the bathrooms that had two toilets per stall or something.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, there's like the CNN reserved 11 different rooms in a hotel. Only one of them was ready for them to move into. They were saying the water initially wasn't working, and then once it did...
in Russia?
Yes. Mm. In Russia, nothing will work on time.
They do try, though.
Yeah, but I think they still have another month, because nothing is done.
Yeah, there's just pictures of guys carting chairs around and everything.
Yeah. Lobbies are not... They were saying, once water finally got restored, they were saying, yeah, it's restored, but I wouldn't even bathe in it, let alone drink it. It's toxic and poisonous and all that good stuff. Mm.
Does anyone else find curling as entertaining as I do?
What?
Curling, the Olympic sport. of taking really big rocks and sliding them down ice and then clearing the path of the rock with brooms.
I mean, I'd rather watch ice skating, but...
Yeah, but ice skating's the same thing over and over. With curling, anything can happen.
Just like bobsledding.
I'm more like, I like more like the bobsleds or the luge runs or that kind of thing. Those things are more interesting.
There's got to be some sort of schedule for the stuff that they're doing.
Are putting too much weight on my head.
Well,
like,
then, adjust them out a little bit. You can like grab the left.
Too heavy.
Just loosen them up at the top.
Like take them off. And then you just pull on this part, and it adjusts.
And apparently, like, during practices, they didn't design, like, the ski jump or something.
Right? Oh, it was the wrong angle?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, like, one of the, I think it's a Norwegian skier, snowboarder, actually
Did he break his legs or something?
He broke his collarbone.
Oh, come on, guys.
And he won't be able to compete now.
What you need to know about Olympic ski jumping at the Sochi Games. So. The track isn't done.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an actual tip here. No, it's just actually describing how...
Ski jumps are done. Yeah. But yeah, apparently these are a mess. And who honestly thought going to Russia was a good idea for the Olympics? I mean, yes, it's very cold and snowy, but...
They scheduled this...
Probably.
At least a decade ahead of time, didn't they?
Yeah, which means they just got out of the Soviet Union and they're deciding, let's go to Russia!
Well, they thought it was a turning point for them. They were like, oh, the Soviet thing's over. I guess it's okay to ship millions of people and star athletes over to this part of the country, mm-hmm. one of the few places where it's actually warm in that area, mm-hmm. and try to do the Olympics there. Which, did you know that they were importing snow?
I heard about that.
They had,
to Russia?
Yeah. And they also had some in storage, too. They had big warehouses. Yeah.
Russians were buying snow.
Pretty awesome. They should have just put it in a place with actual snow.
Yeah.
You pick the wrong location. You don't build the stadiums or any of those things.
This was in Aaron Spelling's mansion.
Who's that? Aaron Spelling?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Is that a sports person? Because I don't know
He was
them.
Really rich. He like owned a couple television shows. But anyways, for his daughter's birthday a long time ago,
Aaron Spelling.
He ordered a bunch of snow and like... You know, this is in, like, California, but mm-hmm. he set it up so that they could go sledding for her birthday, because he's a rich motherfucker.
He brought in a whole bunch of birthday snow?
Yeah.
That's
and, like,
awesome.
Like, a whole, like, area to, like, sled. And
awesome. That's pretty cool, but
yeah,
kind of spoiled and
yeah.
sucks.
I guess,
have you seen Tori Spelling?
No.
He was born in Texas, so I guess he was always dreaming of one day having a white Christmas.
Well, North Texas gets snow.
Do they? Yeah, right.
Sure
they do. You saw True Grit.
No idea that. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, in the winter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, they're definitely getting some now.
Yeah.
If you would have seen Legally Blonde, you would have gotten more of my Aaron Spelling reference.
Oh, do they make a lot of...
I live across the street from Aaron Spelling.
Oh, you told me not to look at Tori Spelling, but I looked anyway, and now I really wish I had listened to you. Like, what is that? It looks like they took... Jim Carrey and made him a woman.
Yeah, basically, that's best summary I can think of.
That is so weird. Ugh. Oh, God.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Anyway.
I love Jim Carrey.
What movie should I have watched to get the Mean Girls?
Legally Blonde.
Oh, Legally Blonde, okay.
Barbie Goes to Law School.
Okay.
It is not that terrible.
No, I'm just saying that's basically the best alternate title.
Oh, I thought that was
it.
The tagline.
Oh.
I watched that movie a lot during my formative years.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, just have Lindsay watch it with you. Just,
no, I don't think even Lindsay would like it.
No.
Well, it'd be kind of weird if just Renee watched it in his room on his projector.
Somebody walks in and asks, what are you doing? I'm analyzing this film.
We made a reference on the show. I have to watch it now.
It needs to make sense.
I could probably just find a clip for you, too.
Who am I if I don't know my movie references?
Therese knows more than me. this can't be happening.
Yeah.
That would be a very strange world, man.
What, that Therese knows more than you? Why is that so impossible?
No, more about movies.
Yeah.
Is that still bad? I don't know. I'd need to get my references.
Well, for someone that doesn't go outside very
That's
much,
true.
I think that you need to have credit for at least something.
I have the time to stay in and mm-hmm. learn these things. That's just what I do.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Especially with that sweet new speaker system that I got over there. That subwoofer is actually like really good.
Cool.
You have no idea. That was all $40.
You watched the projector on your bed, right?
Yeah.
Put the sub under your bed.
Under the bed.
Because then it transmits through the ground, because
the
then
movie.
The bed will go boom when the bass.
The movie.
Maybe I should do that. I don't know. I don't know what if UPS is going to even try to deliver anything today. But
I doubt it.
I should be getting a 25-foot eighth inch cable.
Okay.
What I was going to do is just have it go from, because the Raspberry Pi is over there playing the movie, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's going to go under the bed and around the walls, and then the speakers will be sitting on my desk, and the subwoofer would be over there too.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be under the bed. And I don't think I'd, yeah, I don't know if I'd want it under the bed anyway, because it'd be cool if it vibrated, but then it'd get super dusty.
Yeah.
The underside of my bed
That's
has
why you just need to use it so it just shakes off all the dust.
Oh, just constant usage will keep it. Have you ever seen, oh, this is really cool. What's,
I love how you start two sentences at the same time and just blur them together.
Yeah, because I think of one thing and then I think of something better. So I've decided to go with
this. You know what you need?
What do I need?
Adderall. No, just kidding.
Thank you. Somebody send me a prescription. I don't know if that would actually help me. I'd probably get boring then.
You probably just focus on your computer way too much. You know how some people say they get a lot of stuff done? You'd be like, yeah, I got a lot of stuff done on my computer.
Yep, I'd be sitting over here and all you hear would be this. All the time.
Okay, John.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Airplane?
Me either.
Oh, I got
it.
Oh,
yeah, I got it.
How about Mr. Rogers? But he makes it sound like a horse. It's pretty awesome. Okay, so what I was thinking of before we went on that tangent, was, I don't want to get off on too many tangents today, was have you seen the GIFs of taking a speaker and then pouring cornstarch and water into it and playing a bass note?
No.
I don't think so, but I might have seen one. I don't know.
It's really cool because cornstarch and water is a non-Newtonian fluid.
Right.
And when you play that note in the speaker, it kind of stands up in a amorphous, constantly changing sort of structure. It's really cool. I kind of want to find it.
Actually, does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to pour it into my speakers because they're brand new.
Yeah.
And you should only do this with speakers that you're planning on throwing away.
Or, you know, stealing the magnets out of.
Yeah, that's true. I've done that. I've taken apart speakers just for the magnets. So much fun. That happened, I think it was maybe like 10. My dad brought home a printer, a full desktop computer, and a monitor, old ones that they didn't need from his work.
Yeah.
And for about the next 3 days or so, that was my entertainment, but I wasn't actually
tearing them apart.
Because, I was armed with a screwdriver and wire clippers, and I completely dismantled those things.
Oh.
It was so fun.
Did you put it back together?
Nope.
Oh.
I ruined that thing beyond repair. There was no way that was going to happen. Plus, I'm pretty sure that hardware was really obsolete anyway. So there's not a whole lot I could have actually done. Cornstarch in water, dancing in a speaker. I recommend everybody watch something like this because it is awesome. Oh, do you want to? Oh, yeah, I should move this. This is the cornstarch speaker water.
Oh.
That's actually smart, putting like Saran Wrap on it.
Oh, yeah, I guess other people have done that.
That is so cool.
So it just kind of turns into this weird octopus arm looking thingy. You know? It looks like the villain from Green Lantern if it was shrunken down. Which the villain was an amorphous blob.
Okay. I was going to say, I never saw Green Lantern.
Or almost like the thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The thing is a better example.
I love how it's all like clumping together.
I know, right?
It looks like a hand.
Non-Newtonian fluids are fun.
Or it's like, you know, venom all piling back together.
Yeah, which I was thinking of Green Lantern, and I should stress this, that amorphous blobs do not make good villains. What? Did somebody fart?
Therese thinks somebody did. I didn't.
I didn't. I think my computer might just be stinky.
Okay.
Okay.
That could happen.
Yeah.
This was kind of frightening, actually. I took my computer a few days ago, and I picked it up, and I heard rattling noises inside of it.
Oh, no.
So I opened it up, and I found not one, not two, but three loose screws rattling around inside of it.
Hmm.
Apparently, they had been there the entire time I've had this thing, because I've heard the rattling before, but it's gone away, but apparently they just kind of completely fell out, and they were just moving, and it works fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's broken, but I can't find any place for these screws to actually go in.
Maybe that's just these spare screws they just threw in for you for free.
Well, they don't put them inside of the... That's the worst place for them. This guy... Well, what if... We got to give the customers extra screws in case, you know, they, they fall out or something. Well, where are we going to put them? Oh, we'll just put them in the computer. Well, that's a great idea.
In the computer.
In the,
yes.
In the
They're
computer.
In the computer. Yeah. The files are in the computer.
Which, oh man, I want to draw up an analogy. Oh, when I walk around with Google Glass on in this particular town, I feel like that scene from 2001 A Space Odyssey is happening, where all of the apes are crowding around the monolith, throwing stuff at it and trying to touch it, just trying to figure out what it means. And in this metaphor, I'm the monolith. It's so silly. Nobody has seen anything beyond Windows XP in this town. Nobody gets it.
What, XP?
Well, nobody gets that there's things beyond XP, is what I'm saying.
Nope. Yeah, majority of people don't, obviously, but
it's so sad.
Just there's too many old people.
Which, oh man, I gotta find that clock. I think it was WindowsXPCountdown.com. Because
I'm sorry, they're discontinuing service, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not providing any more patches for it. Or let's see. Okay, it's there's no specific website for it, but the end of support for Microsoft Windows XP should be in 52 days, 1 hour, and 44 minutes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Microsoft is going to not give any more updates for it, no more security updates. If you have it, they don't support it. They won't help you fix it at all. They're moving on to only supporting Vista 7 and 8.
They still support Vista?
Yeah, well, wow. Yeah. I think they're going to for a little bit, even though...
Just because it's newer?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Windows XP is 13, 14 years old, I think?
Something
crazy, but they're going to drop support for it. Hmm. And the bad thing about that is so many people still use it. It shares maybe still 30% of... it's called the OS market share,
mm-hmm.
where you just you take all the operating systems that people are using and you put them on a pie chart.
Right.
Windows XP makes 30% of that chart. Mm. That's
I know
huge.
All the computers in the library at WCU are on XP. Aren't the ones at Clark the same way? Or are they on Windows 7?
They have
Mac. No, wait. There's some at WSU that have XP on them?
All the ones in the library.
Oh, yeah. Oh, library ones. Well, that's easily swapped out. All the other computers.
But aren't the Macs still running Windows?
Probably.
They have Macs at Clark?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
In some of the labs.
Yeah. When did that happen? Oh, well, there's a couple in the upstairs part of the library that I remember, but
yeah.
they just had the Mac operating system on them, didn't they?
There's another one in JSH.
Oh, okay.
Actually, all the ones in JSH.
Microsoft, let's see, Windows XP is actually 12 years old, but still, that is way too old, and people need to get off it.
We still have XP on our desktop computer.
America's behind in everything.
Yeah,
especially medical research.
A lot of things, yeah. We have too many restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be one thing that we're ahead in, though.
Getting fat.
Yeah.
Nope, not even that. Mexico's ahead of us.
Well,
still.
Yeah, it's because we didn't have the Twinkie.
Oh.
And they did.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That change happened when the Twinkie wasn't being done. What's something that...
They started eating Taco Bell.
Well, no, Mexico has their own domestic Twinkie that they never stop producing.
We gave them Taco Bell, I think. We created Taco Bell, and then now we're just...
Taco Bell isn't even Mexican.
No, it's not. It's an American creation.
They're like, oh, actually, this tastes better than our food.
Just like the fortune cookie.
Yep.
It's kind of like how McDonald's overtook China.
Yeah.
Is the fortune cookie racist? That's the question I want to ask.
Since no, what came first? The chicken or the egg?
What came first, the fortune cookie or the Chinese people?
Yeah.
That's racist. We shouldn't ask those kind of questions. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to announce our candidacy for president. That's a very big problem for me.
Yeah.
No, I don't actually want to be president.
I was going to say, you wouldn't have time to do the show.
No, it'd be awful, wouldn't it? Although it would be nice to have...
Age really quickly.
It'd be really interesting to have a president that actually did a podcast. How long do you think next president, could it happen?
And like he actually talks about his real thoughts. Like,
oh man.
So the other day I was, I don't know, think of a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
I'm too tired.
So I was driving to the store, right?
He wasn't driving.
No, we got to do it as Obama.
Yeah.
So... I was.
You're not talking enough with your hands. You're not talking enough with your hands. You need to be talking with your hands if you're Obama.
Well, who cares if I use my hands? This is audio.
Well, you got to get into character.
Fine, character, whatever, fine. So
when I was riding my limo going to the store.
That's not Obama.
I know.
I don't know what. So
That was an announcer, man. Sorry.
I was going to the store.
That's Clinton.
I was gonna.
That does sound more like Clinton.
No, this is Monica. Bill Clinton. I'm here to save your town from the flood, and I don't know. I was here. I was.
My
here
dad
once.
Was there when he landed.
My presence.
Apparently, my
I'm blessing you.
Apparently,
all.
My hairdresser. Present. Yes, I have a hairdresser. Deal with it. Got a hug from him.
Hmm.
And then I asked her if he whispered in her ear, and Jesus, she said no.
Oh. She wasn't an intern, so.
No,
her
probably.
Name wasn't Monica.
Yeah.
Bill is only into chicks that are named Monica.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
But there's there's a porn for that.
But yeah, when he came to Woodland, when he landed in the football field, my dad was like, got to stand like right next to him.
Did they spray paint his feet where he stepped into the football field because he's the most important person to ever come to this stupid place? Is that what happened?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame. That would have been neat, though.
Yeah.
If there was just maybe like a section in the football field, Bill, and it has a plaque and everything, Bill Clinton's feet.
The footprint.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I'd like to figure that out. Because it's a big deal for Bill Clinton to come to this place because it sucks.
I was really looking forward to Obama.
When he was supposed to. Anyways. Oh, right. Oh, the impersonation.
So, I was going to the store. I was picking up a chicken for Michelle because she wanted to make chicken. And
stop! I didn't mean to.
Why does it always come back to race in this show?
I'll change it. Okay, I was.
Don't say watermelon. Don't say.
I was. I didn't mean to. You made me racist.
So he was picking up a chicken for Michelle.
I was picking up. I was picking up a ham for Michelle because this was right around Christmas time, and it seemed like a good thing to have, a good American tradition. It's the American way. And I saw a lady, and she was pushing a shopping cart full of soda cans down to the next store. And she started throwing them at the cars that were passing by. And it turns out that all of them were filled with her urine. And it was not a good day to be president and watch that. It was not fun. So I had my Secret Service guys. Throw her out in the side of the street because we didn't need that kind of thing on our streets.
Because America needs change.
We don't need. We need to change.
America needs
the contents of our soda cans, not urine. Soda only. Thank you.
Yay,
I'm clapping for myself.
And meanwhile, Joe Biden's behind him, like.
Who?
Biden.
Just threw off.
He's always
the side
behind
the road.
Yeah, whenever like Obama's giving a speech,
awkward.
Biden's behind him going, "Yeah!" He's like super stoked
because he's all like, "Man, I'm vice president. What do
this
I do
is the
again?"
The farthest in life I'll ever get.
Yes.
Nobody really has. Does anybody have a Biden impression that they can just?
I don't know.
Pull out. Somebody did it once on SNL. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Which Seth Meyers is officially gone.
Yep. I watched his last episode.
Yeah. It was tastefully done, but I guess Cecily Strong's still staying on the thing. Okay. Because they never officially announced that, so I'm just going to go with that.
I thought the new guy was going to come in, quite honestly.
Oh, for the when he was doing his sign-off?
Yeah.
No, we got to wait till March. Apparently.
I know.
Which, man, I think the Olympics might go on longer than to that point.
Well, they can only do so many events because they're still building some of the arenas, probably.
Yeah. They're just gonna have like competitive sledding, frisbee golf, and igloo building because they don't have anything else that actually works.
I'm just waiting to see the video of like the ice skaters that are skating along, and all of a sudden behind them, one of the lice just crashes into the ice rink.
Oh man, somebody's gonna edit that GIF now. They're gonna steal that.
No, I'm just waiting for it to actually happen in real life.
Oh man, I hope not. I mean,
I hope not too.
Are
but...
there pictures of the stadium?
I don't know.
They're doing it in Sochi Stadium.
There's a hashtag called Joe Biden's teeth. I'm going to click it.
Do people like his teeth that much?
Or he just shows them off a lot.
What am I looking
at? I remember making fun of his teeth a long time ago when he was initially announced as Obama's vice president.
Here's a picture of a girl who photoshopped a picture of his face onto her tongue. Oh, Biden, my tongue.
Oh, God. Let me... Can I see it?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's kind of ugly.
Oh, that's horribly done.
Yeah.
And it's upside down.
Yeah.
I would have. No, I didn't. That's not as horrible as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I have.
I was picturing like a tongue with like a face imprinted on it.
Wow, this stadium. I'm looking at the pictures for Sochi Stadium right now. What does that remind me of? Is that?
That reminds me of like a football stadium.
No, not a football. No,
or a
I'm thinking
rink.
Of like a spacecraft.
Oh.
What kind of spacecraft am I thinking of here? It's like a mix between a Millennium Falcon and a TIE Fighter, kind of, you know, because it's curved, but it has those distinct two halves. What am I looking at here?
Yeah.
Joe Biden being happy. And what's that guy's name? Paul Ryan? He didn't look happy. Joe Biden's so happy.
Let Joe Biden's teeth lead the way. And someone else says they are blinding.
Oh my God. Dude's got big teeth.
Yeah.
He's just got a whole bunch of piano keys in his face.
He's probably like, just take those suckers out and put in some shiny new ones.
I think they're still real. I don't think they're even as fake ones.
It's like, just keep building enamel on them.
Yeah.
Which
just brushes with pure enamel.
That'd be
Where
cool.
Where do you find that?
I don't know. He has money.
At your local Costco. It comes in pallet form.
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill has all the enamel that you'll need.
Yeah, he just processes it from the people's teeth.
Yeah.
Come try Buffalo Bill's enamel paste. It makes your teeth as big and shiny as Joe Biden's. He's not, and you don't have to be a fat person to use it. It works
for
anybody.
Bright eye fat people.
Come over to my house. I keep it in my basement. I delivered in
a
your
basket
own
is only $19.95.
Delivered in your own hand weave basket.
I just really wanted to hear more of Buffalo Bill.
That's right. Yeah.
We'll shoehorn
that
in.
I'll find a connection everywhere.
Yeah.
We'll shoehorn that in when we can.
Yeah. Apparently,
just can't
yeah.
wait to use it at McDonald's in the drive-thru.
Yeah. Apparently, they were having enough.
That'd be awesome.
I say that.
See, I saw.
Did you want it in the basket?
I'm gonna keep look. I just thought of something to bring up later. But carry on. You were saying a thing.
Twitter was having a thing that's actually now a hashtag from the CNN that was basically saying Sochi problems. Actually, there was enough of them. They created their own little hashtag.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways, that was all. What do you got, Therese?
You were talking about pulling out your Buffalo Bill impression at the drive-thru.
Oh yeah.
Somebody found a guy that sounds like a really good recording, and he's just talking normally at the McDonald's drive-thru. I wanted to play this for you and
all right.
get your thoughts on it.
My McDonald's, may I please take your order?
Oh, Jesus.
Fantastic, Miss, and will that complete the order today? Thank you, that's gonna be $1.06, first window, please.
He's Isn't practiced a lot at doing synthesized voices, I'm guessing.
That is really funny.
Maybe he just does that, you know?
I could probably do it if I really thought about it.
May I take your order, please? Just like, you don't even have, it doesn't
It's like a requirement to say please. Like, you can lose points from a
points
shopper.
They distribute points
to
you?
They have secret shoppers, too.
Yeah, like, oh, they,
what?
Yeah.
God, okay.
It's kind of like Safeway. It's pretty fucked up.
I want to speak out against the entire idea of the secret shopper. I was thinking about this.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
I know. I was thinking about this at work a few days ago, and this, I want to kind of further refine the thoughts here, and also get your opinion on this because I don't think I told you about it. You are making people who are barely scraping it by fear for their jobs even more than they already were, because anybody that comes through their line could be just grilling them. They're good. They've got the x-ray vision trained on them, and they're trying to figure out what is the one thing that they're doing wrong that I can get them fired for.
They forgot
to
mention.
They didn't ask
me
how my day went.
Yeah, they didn't try to initiate a conversation.
It's stupid.
Yeah. No, I think it's not. Although, the thing is now with the whole online survey thing, they aren't doing the store shoppers as on a personal basis. It's on a department in general.
Hmm.
Okay.
So it's even harder.
So that's teamwork.
Basically, so it's like, you know, you'll have your secret shopper come in, judge how the produce department is, how helpful the produce department was in general, not an individual basis. Same with the front end, you know, how the front end did, basically.
Man. How Renee Gildersleeve did.
Yeah, so it's not on Renee Gildersleeve, it's on, you know, 1762's front end.
Yeah, so if one person goes down, they all go down.
Yeah.
but they're not going to fire us all at once.
No.
So
slowly, one by one.
So does that
mean replace you with robots?
So I just hope that the reign of the secret shopper is coming to an end.
Oh, I was hoping we'd segue into, like, robots.
Robots?
Oh, we get there eventually.
We can.
Does it always digress into that?
I feel like a robot when I stand at the front of the store long enough. Let's talk about robots. Mm-hmm. That was easy.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you today?
Hello, miss. May I take your order? Great, that'll be $1.03. Next window,
you
please.
You can kiss my...
Yeah, you need to just like stand there. If next time you check, just be like stand there like super robot. Hello, how are you today? And just move like perfect 90 degree angles.
And you know what pisses people off is when you ignore them. So if they're like trying to be rude with you, you just like ignore them and then they get even more angry. I've done it with my mom, so.
Take this Big Mac and shove it up your butt. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Robots can say really funny things.
Yeah.
There's a...
Oh my God.
I'm watching...
You're thinking of that video, aren't you? That one music, whatever.
No, I was thinking of when I was little, I used to have the computer like... say what I would type.
Mm, oh,
it was, and I'd always make it say really inappropriate things. And be like,
I didn't say it. The computer did.
Yeah.
That's
well, it's
fun.
Like, you showed me this one video. Is the you blocked me on Facebook, so now you're going to die.
There's a series of videos that I love. There's a NASA actually made a video game called Moonbase Alpha, and there's a chat box where with an option that you can enable for it to say everything that is being typed into this chat box, and it is so amazingly ridiculous. When you type in punctuation, it actually says the punctuation mark. So people will take question marks and exclamation points, copy paste those over and over, and then it will just go for hours. Question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point.
But there's an app for that.
So, period, 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 period. What's up? Question mark.
I don't know if it actually says period, but oh man, I need to find one of these. Oh, the beautiful songs of people have made it sing. It is so wonderful. And there you're just going around on space when all of a sudden you hear something like this. Oh, this is the wrong
John Madden.
Also, a common theme for this Moonbase Alpha game is
Star
for
Wars
people
stuff.
To not Star Wars stuff, but taking John Madden and just copy and pasting that over and over. That became like its own strange meme. Tetris theme.
So Moonbase Alpha, what is the point of it? Is just do the moon, live on the moon.
Yep. You just you set up your own base and you set up communications to Earth and you get oxygen lines. It's pretty great.
Huh.
Gaben is the creator. He's the CEO of Valve.
What am I listening to right now? What is my life?
The songs of Moonbase Alpha.
I feel like I woke up from a bad dream.
And then you had face of Hannibal Lecter standing over you.
This is the Russian national anthem.
Mm-hmm. See, when I think of the Russian national anthem, I think of, you know, the scene in The Hunt for October when they're all standing in the submarine.
Yeah, man, that was, they were singing that good.
They were actually pretty good. I think they were actually Russian, so.
Oh, that helps.
Have you actually?
Sounds like, oh, Canada.
That actually did kind of sound like Canada.
So tired.
I'm gonna eat a pizza.
This sounds like Stephen Hawking.
Did your mom make pizza?
Why?
Because you are John Madden.
Renee, is there pizza in your domicile?
Not yet. I'm not sure if that's actually happening today. But
it's Friday.
I know. We'll figure it out. But if there is, it wouldn't be ready now anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the leftovers are gone, but you know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe later. But yeah, that's Moonbase Alpha. I like it. I haven't gotten to play it that much, but I just got it.
Of course
this...
you've been playing it. Why am I not surprised?
It's fun. John Madden. John Madden. John Madden. That's
I don't get it.
Me neither.
So do you do it though?
Yeah.
Okay, of course you do.
Why wouldn't I? That's hilarious. I think I deleted it, but I need to get it again because I got it and then I realized all I'm ever going to do with this is just play with the voice synthesizer, so I should just not have it. You know, I can't let it take up all my time. It's pretty good, though. Have a look at it. I'm pretty sure NASA actually did make this game. Not sure, but I think they gave some perspective on what people should look like when they're walking across the moon in their floppy zero-G suit, you know? Pretty awesome.
It's not quite zero G, but whatever.
Yeah, what's how much of Earth's gravity does
it's like
the
I thought it was
have?
Like 0.16.
0.16? Then that's more than Earth.
No, I mean it's like 0.16 of Earth's gravity.
Oh. Wait, so 0.16?
Yeah, no, it's 0.16. So it's 16/100 of Earth.
Okay, I wasn't I got it now. Let's find. Boy, this isn't helpful. I just want a direct conversion, okay? Oh, here we go. Equatorial surface gravity. I don't think
well, divide
this...
1.662 divided by 9.81.
Why?
Because that's Earth's gravity.
1.62 divided by 1.981?
No, 9.81.
Divided by 9.81. Equals, Google help us, please. For we know not our maths. Oh, you know what? It's actually trying to go to an IP address, and that's why it wasn't working. So I need to type it into here, but it's not HTTP. Everything is, we need our math. 0.169.
Wow, I was
nice.
How did I remember? Oh,
dude, I don't know.
Sad.
10th grade science class? Maybe.
No, like 3rd grade reading space books in the library.
Really? You haven't done a class on space in that long?
No.
Wow. I like space way more than you, then.
I just haven't taken any classes on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think me taking classes on it this far in the future is me liking space more.
Okay.
I like space.
Okay.
Space is awesome. Still want to go to Mars, by the way.
I'm trying to judge your reaction here, Therese.
What?
I'm not sure. You're like.
You're not sure what's happening?
I'm not sure what
you've
she thinks.
You've been quiet for a while.
Yeah.
I'm just taking a mini nap.
We're not that boring. Oh, no. How's anyone ever going to listen to this show?
I don't know, but.
I've been trying to. Do you
Sorry,
know?
Sorry, that wasn't meant as an insult.
That's okay. We're used to it.
Yeah.
I'm really tired.
We're pretty hard on ourselves on this show, which, you know what you should do? You should get some business cards for this, too.
I'll just take some of the 500 that you had made.
But they've got my name on them.
Just it out.
Yeah.
But...
Why would I want to... How much
are you going to do that for every single card that I give you?
Maybe.
Okay, fine.
Sure.
I'll give you some of those.
Or that way, if they don't like it, it's on your name, not mine.
Make it a t-shirt, and we can wear it on our tatas.
Ooh. People like tatas, man. I think that'll help them get to listen to the show. Can we?
Sure.
Will you do that for us?
Yeah, you get them then.
Will you be our billboard?
Wait, who's the billboard? Me or
how am I Therese? Supposed to take that?
Oh. She's
sure.
The one with tatas.
Yeah.
You literally said tatas.
Yeah,
so
I did.
So I think we should be doing that. You know, it makes sense to me.
They might call you tonight.
Who?
Work.
Oh God.
Because they have almost nobody.
For what? Night crew or
for checkers.
Well, I'll do it then if it's checking, but
I
I'm probably not gonna
call me.
I'm probably not gonna drive.
Yeah.
Cause screw that. It's so bad out there.
My car drives pretty good.
Yeah, they've been plowing the roads, but
yeah.
My German.
Well, yeah, if they call me they're probably
I can't do a German accent.
Did they just text you?
My mom texted me that Christy texted her that yeah.
Oh, God, now it's going through a grapevine. That means I know nothing.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving you a heads up. They may or may not call you.
Whatever.
Prepare.
If it's checking, yeah, I'll do it. I didn't want to wake up at 6 a.m. to move
No, you would
eggs.
Have to be there at 6.
That's worse.
Yes. They wanted him because everybody who was going to do dairy this morning called and said, I'm not going to be there. I'm not making it down the hill. And so they tried to get me to do it. I'm like... I'm closing produce tomorrow. Sorry. No.
You already have a job.
Yep.
Oh, well, whatever. I might do checking, but I'd probably be riding my bike.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, because I do not want to drive that Focus out there. It is just
have
driving...
your mom drive you in the RAV.
That's humiliating.
I'm just going to have my mom drive me in the truck.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? If she wants to drive, sure, I'll do that, but
Renee doesn't depend on his mother for everything.
I can go myself. I just
burn.
Yeah.
I was fearing for my life a lot when I was driving home, which is pretty much all the time. I was in constant fear of the car starting to do this just for
it's
no reason.
Fun.
It's fun if you know how to handle it. Yes.
Not fun. Do not know how to handle it. I will ride my bike. I feel much safer that way.
We need some aloe up in this place because there's a lot of birds going around.
That one was on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. I'll take that.
Yeah. Now we need to get Therese.
No.
It's burn time. All these themes are really kind of opposite of the weather that we're having.
Yes.
Kind of like
we need
that.
To stay positive.
On that note.
What?
What? How are we?
What happens on this note? Do we,
I don't know.
What? Do we play more Moonbase Alpha?
No.
No, we just get jazzy or something. I don't. Which, speaking of jazz. I don't know.
We're going to burst into song?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I just seen if it would get somebody going to jazz. One thing I did think of recently was just in general of old music recordings.
Uh-huh.
Am I weird in thinking that, you know, listening to the ones that kind of have that little bit of a tinny, like you can almost hear the static, are kind of cool?
Oh, yeah.
Like the old, like, 1920s recordings?
Yeah, I can appreciate that. But I don't want it. I don't want it in my newer stuff.
Therese has officially given up on us.
I don't want it in my newer stuff, though.
No, but like old period songs, like 1920s, I think it's kind of cool. It gives it that extra cool effect.
Yeah, you pop me some Bing Crosby. I'll be fine with a few crackles or something.
Yeah.
But if it's...
But yeah, you can like literally hear the distortion of the recording. You know, it's not how it actually sounded when the person was singing it.
Yeah, because the reason that was happening was because they don't really have the original recordings.
Mm-hmm.
They just went directly from voice recording to vinyl,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then the vinyl's going to have imperfections. And then if you want it digitally, they got to take that vinyl, and then they run a needle all the way around that thing, and then they make the MP3.
Right.
So that's going to mess it up even more.
Right, but I just think it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It makes y'all what's word fuzzy, I guess.
Kinda.
I don't know. It's people call that kind of sound warm when they're talking about a record. I don't get why they call it that. It doesn't sound warm to me.
Makes you feel fuzzy. Fuzzy feels like you're wrapped up in a blanket outside of fire. Fuzzy with a hot chocolate.
I don't get that with music.
I don't either, but
I just get I feel old school, you know. Or maybe not old school, just kind of, you know, just jazzy in general, really.
You don't like jazz, do you, Therese?
Jazz is not your thing? Oh, well.
That was real cold-hearted. Oh, well.
Well, there's different stages of jazz, too.
Yeah. There's lots. Of, yeah. Anyways. We'll get off the jazz subject.
I'm trying to think of who does Miles Davis. You don't want to jump right into Miles Davis, necessarily.
I don't think anyone would.
No, I mean, I...
Like, literally jump...
No, you don't want to jump on a Miles Davis because he's dead.
Yeah. That, and if he was alive, he'd probably beat you up.
You'd just be face-planting on his gravestone, and that's not a good place to be. Even if he was alive, you wouldn't want to jump into this
jump
guy.
Jump into Miles Davis, they said.
And it wasn't fun. He came back from the dead, and then he strangled me, so now I'm a skeleton.
Yeah, Miles Davis is a very angry person.
Stupid. But... Miles Davis is, the term is not accessible when you listen to Miles Davis, because most of this stuff, it just sounds like weird, random, like just hittings and strummings of the instruments. It's very strange. So you don't want to really jump right into it. You want something that's got like words and like a well-defined beat, because jazz is all about...
that's what we're comfortable with.
Yeah. Jazz is all about improv. There's no real set way.
Yeah.
If you tell a jazz band, hey, play that one thing, they're never going to play it the same way twice.
No, because you take the sheet music, you play it, but then you also take twists with it. You change where repeats are, you change notes, whatever.
Yeah, get it.
Sorry.
Yeah. It is good
jazz
fun.
Jazz band come back.
Uh-huh.
But, your jazz band instincts were coming back?
Yes, I'm just thinking.
Well, I guess, I don't know, we should probably kill it so you don't... bore us?
Yeah, probably best.
Okay. Besides, we were low on time anyway.
Yeah.
So do we have any listeners?
No, we aren't
live.
Oh,
not,
cool.
Not right now, so...
Because I don't really want this to be heard again.
Unless somebody downloads it off iTunes.
Hey, don't tell anyone. You don't have to.
Okay.
We won't even mention that you're in it if you don't want
My
us to.
My name is Rachel.
You were under a pseudonym the whole
Rachel.
Time. Oh, no, now you've revealed your true name. They're gonna come find you.
No.
And then you won't be able to be president.
Or I could be
Rachel.
Sarah Connor.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TJIFRadio. We're also TJIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not, and we kind of want you to.
Do you ever twit?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Twit or is it tweet?
You can follow it.
How about twat? Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes I call it that, and it's funny.
I just twat.
TJIFRadioshow@gmail.com. Things you guys want to say before we end this?
XOXO, Blair.
Woo! Drew?
Once per episode reminder, hoverboards need to happen quarter four 2014.
Yep.
2015, I mean.
Quarter four, is that what we're calling it?
Well, yeah, just, yeah, Late September 2014. People, 2015.
People understand September.
Okay,
better.
September 2015. Let's go with that.
That's when it's happening. We'll be back next week, probably in the KOUG studios, so you probably won't get to hear as many bleeped bad words, which boohoo for both of us, but oh well. Whatever. It's a professional environment. Deal with it. We'll be back. Party on.
John Madden. Question mark, exclamation point. Ayo. I'm laughing for real right now. John Madden, football, John Mark.